Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today.
At The Lion Within Us, we discuss wealth a lot. And our sponsor at Investing for Beginners provides great resources for those wanting to take their knowledge of investing to the next level. Their monthly research e-letter is the best way to learn about the market and apply insight to begin growing your wealth. The newsletter tracks the founder's journey of managing a portfolio and shares how the decisions are made. For the beginning investor, this could be a great way to learn how to get started with investing from a company that is putting their money where their mouth is. I've been subscribing to their e-letter for quite some time, and it's something I look forward to every month, and I've learned a ton. They're a conservative group with an emphasis on a margin of safety. The Lion Within Us listeners can receive 15% off the monthly e-letter by visiting thelionwithin.us/IFB, that's Investing for Beginners, and using the promo code LION at checkout. That's thelionwithin.us/IFB. And use promo code LION to receive 15% off your monthly research e-letter.
Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. Now, this week, guys, it's been all about wealth and career goals. And we talked about this week, Psalm 20, verse 4. May he grant your heart's desire and fulfill your whole plan. Been a great verse to think about this week, and I really hope you've been just letting that roll over in your head, because it's really important. We get our hearts right, we take it to the Lord, he will grant and he will fulfill it. He has that power. Just make sure our hearts are right. Now, looking back on Wednesday's episode, what a powerful message. Jared Greer, he brought the house, buddy. He is an amazing coach, amazing man. He talked about the goal setting, the importance of writing them down, and getting really clear, getting really granular on what you want to accomplish. And not just with your career, but in life, right? What do you want to accomplish? Where do you want your marriage to be? Where do you want your relationship with your kids to be? Where do you want your physical, you know, future to be? You know, what are some of the goals there? And seeing how all those align. Because the next step in your career may be a step back in your marriage. And you need to understand these, what all these different options, what they can do, how they intertwine, and how they work together. So I thought his idea of writing was phenomenal. Just writing it down, getting real clear on that, and then sharing that with your wife, and then sharing those ideas with your employer, you know, sharing those ideas with your kids. They need to be all a part of it, right? But just getting real clear. And some of his stories about connecting where they went, you went and talked to an employer and got so much clarity. And you know what? He had an example where the clarity was, I need to go do my own thing. And then he had another example where the clarity was, you know what? This person is a valued employee. They need to be running more, and they doubled their salary. So there's all sorts of ways, but there's something to be said about clarity and courage. You got to have both. If you have clarity and you have courage to act, the Lord, He's got the power, and He can make those things happen. So I tell you what, He talked about what gets managed gets mastered. And I just thought that was awesome. What a great quote. That's t-shirt worthy, definitely coffee mug worthy. Good stuff there. But it just talks about the importance of when you really zone in on something, you can master it. And how you need to go on fact-finding missions. You need to really go out there and ask questions. Be inquisitive. You know, have some curiosity. You know, don't always just assume you know everything, because there's people all around us who know more. But let's be naturally curious, okay? And then the analogy he said, you know, in 1 year, we overestimate what we can do, but in 10 years, we often underestimate. And that's impactful. So you know what? If you're not going and you're not crushing everything you want this 1 year, give yourself some grace. Maybe you just set the goal up wrong, right? But go ahead and move forward and start thinking about the 10-year goal. Because 10 years from now, that whoever that person that God wants you to be, you need to be working on that guy. That's the guy. And then start tracking some progress. You know, it's, everybody says, winners keep score. We're guys. We like to keep score. I get it. So start tracking the progress, because I think it's really important. If you track that progress, you're going to really see the incremental wins. Because when we talked about wins with Jarrett, he was all about celebrating the inputs, not the outcomes. So the little inputs, the little bitty steps that you take day in and day out that get you closer to those goals, that's what you need to be celebrating. You need to be real clear on that. And again, I'm going to bring up the word grace. You know, if you're not hitting those numbers, maybe you didn't do something right. Maybe you need to recalibrate. Maybe your assumptions were wrong, or you had the wrong goal, period. But it's all important to just make sure that you keep moving forward. And probably the most important thing is aligning with God, making sure that heart, since Psalm 20, verse 4 says, we need to make sure that heart's aligned with God. Because if it's not, guys, you're going to have a real struggle with this. But it was an impactful conversation. Had a ton of fun working with Jarrett. He's a great guy. Now, let's get into our tips. It's our fun Friday. Let's get into our tips. Our health tip. Let's talk about health. Find a way to, or someone that can hold you accountable, and that you can hold them accountable for some workout goals, you know. And that could be, it could be a person, it could be an app. Jarrett mentioned a few of those, or a notepad. You know, it's all sorts of ways. But I think you need to start adding some accountability into your health. You know, if you got people, and you know, I've struggled with weight in my life, until I held myself accountable, you know, I wasn't moving forward. But some guys, they need that extra help. So maybe be that for someone. Or if you need that person, go seek them out. Get that accountability for your health, because your health is important. Because if God calls you to do something and you're not healthy enough to physically be able to do it, guys, there's a problem there. So make sure that we're really taking care of our bodies, because it is the temple. Now, a wealth tip. I think we need to have more conversations with our leadership about our careers. You know, having some courage there. And if you don't have to, you can do this in a very humble way. But there's nothing wrong with going to your leader and wanting to know where you're at in your career and what the next steps are. How do you get from A to D, right? Because you need to know that. What are the steps you need to take? Where do you need to be growing as a man to be able to prove value so that you can take those next steps? And we have to have the courage to be able to have those conversations, because that's going to create a lot of clarity. You know, you'll be able to create much better plans if you know what your employer has in mind, how they view you. You know, and Jarrett has some really great examples. But have that courage. Go have those conversations. If you want to build your wealth, you need to understand what the options exist for your current employer. Because you know what? You may be at the wrong job. You may be in the wrong career. But until you start having some really meaningful conversations, you'll never know. You don't have to be boisterous about this. You can be very humble and still understand and get clarity. So, guys, there's your wealth tip. Self tip. Share your plan with your kids. Now, this is after your wife approves it. But your children and your kids, even all the way up to teenagers out the door, they need to know what your goals are.
You know why? Because they need to see their dad is moving forward and he's trying to improve his life. That his dad is striving for something greater. They need to see that. And guys, there's nothing wrong with showing a little humility and say, kids, here's my goals. They're big, but I think we can accomplish them. And here's what I'm going to do to get there. And you talk about a powerful conversation for a young person, for a young daughter to see in her dad, for a young son to see how a man should be acting. That's impactful right there. So share it with your kids. Don't keep that just between you and your wife. They need to understand because you know what? Some of it may impact them. All right, the book of the week. I wanted to bring this book up. It's called Drive by Daniel Pink. Great book because I think we need to understand our motivations to really start writing that clarity that Jarrett speaks about. And then once you understand those motivations, get moving. So you can check that book out in the show notes. I read it years ago. It's a great book, wonderful resource. I know a lot of people are probably familiar with this book. Daniel Pink's a wonderful author. So check that out. Now, fun Friday time for jokes. So I got two jokes for us, okay, guys? All right, joke number one, and I want to know which one you like the best. I just invented the first thought-controlled air freshener. It makes sense when you think about it. Come on now, that's not bad right there. Number two, I went for a job interview, and they asked me to state my biggest weakness in three words. Not very good at math, I replied. So there you go, guys. So let me know which one hits the best. Let me, if they get a chuckle at the wife or the kids or from guys at work, maybe an eye roll. Eye rolls do count. That's the reaction, right? Now, your impact question of the week. We talked about it on Monday. Are you more afraid of missing a target or not aiming at anything at all? I really want you to think about that. Are you more afraid of missing a target or not aiming at anything at all? Guys, we're here for a purpose. We're predestined for great things, but we got to be moving forward. We need to be leading our families, and we need to be moving towards something. And that something needs to be what God's plan. Guys, God wants us to act. He doesn't want us to sit still. So get out there, lead, remember the psalm. Remember, may he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill your whole plan. Let that sit in your heart. Guys, you can do this. So hopefully this week was a great week for you. It's a wonderful verses, some wonderful tips from Jarrett. And I want you to go out there and I want you to crush it. Your career is important because you're going to build wealth. And when you have the right goals, wonderful things will happen. All right, guys, go out there and share this with those other lions. I want you to share it. Bottom line, social media, email, text, whatever you need to do. Share the lion within us with others. It's so important. Go to thelionwithin.us. For all our resources, we are Christian men trying to help Christian men grow, period. Again, if you're liking the content, give us a 5-star rating. Write a quick 1-sentence review. That makes all the difference in the world. That really does help, guys. So hopefully this week's been good as you really focus on your career goals. Now, have a good weekend. Go tell those dad jokes. See if you can get a laugh. Take your wife out on a date. Guys, and just have some fun this weekend, okay? I know it's tough being a spiritual leader of your house, but you can do it. We believe in you, and the lion within us is here to help you. So, guys, go out and unleash the lion within.
We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.